Okay, so the company that we have chosen is the football club Chelsea, and their history begins from the 1905 when one businessman called Gus Myers has bought a stadium and made a football team, and he named his football team as Chelsea, and Chelsea is the name of that area where that stadium is located. And they haven't really been a great team since then, but as of like 2004, the new owner has bought the team and he has rebuilt the team to be a very competitive team among those English football league. And their logo, it's basically a round shape, and in the middle of the circle there is a shape of a lion, which represents the team's animal. I wasn't really sure what it means, but it just represented the founder of the team. And their color scheme is basically blue, because the nickname of of the team itself is the Blues. So the overall color scheme is blue, and well, it is quite effective in a sense that the whole color scheme is in one color, which is blue, and they have used red color a bit to portray some words. So it is really a eye-catchy, because the whole color scheme is blue, but there is some red letters on it, so it's very distinct and it's very easy to read. And I'm not sure how effective it would be, but if the logo is made and if the team is prevailing in the league, then the logo becomes popular as well. So it kind of depends, because there customers are not really choosing to support this team based on their logos. They support the team if the team is playing a good football. So the logo itself is quite simple and it looks nice. There's nothing too harsh, nothing to be harshly criticized, but I don't think it is either effective or either not effective. So the effectiveness of the logo does not really apply to the logo of the sports teams, I guess.